Bandstand, USA. Hey, with an east, I've eased, and that's the way we do it. This is the Bandstand, USA, coast to coast on the Mutual Network, brought to you each Saturday night from 8 to 10 New York time, over these facilities, so stay tuned. We've got a great lineup for you tonight. This is the only live two-hour jazz show in radio today. My name is Guy Wallace, and we're very, very happy to be with you on this Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, as we are any Saturday evening, if you'll just listen. The lineup for you tonight, it's all live. We take our microphones into the actual spots where the world's great jazzmen are performing and bring you their inspired performances. Listen who we have for you tonight. At the Cafe Bohemia, Miles Davis is putting forth. At the Village Vanguard, Stan Getz and Jimmy Jufri. In Storyville in Boston, Rudy Braff and an old friend of ours, and I'm sure of yours if you like that two-beat kick, Pee Wee Russell. And then, of course, from Birdland, the last segment on Bandstand tonight, we wind up with Oscar Pettiford and his big band. And we might tell you that, in case we didn't, I'm not sure whether we did or not, that all this live music is brought to you through the courtesy and cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Our guest tonight is the noted author, Pied Piper, domino player, and world-renowned authority on verbosity, Mr. Gene Shepherd. Gene, welcome to the Bandstand. Awfully glad you're with us tonight.
Splendid.
That was very succinct and to the point indeed. Let's get off and listen to some jazz, shall we? Bandstand USA takes you now direct to Cafe Bohemia and the controversial Miles Davis.
Thank you.
Great and unique Miles Davis and his horn and his quintet, playing for you from Jimmy Garofalo's Cafe Bohemia, 15 Barrow Street in the Village, and featuring Sonny Rollins on saxophone. How about him, Gene? What do you think?
Oh, fine.
What do you think of Miles and the outfit down there?
Well, they sound very good. As a matter of fact, you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, I think it'd be wonderful if you did.
Well, you know, there's a great deal of misunderstanding about jazz among large numbers of people who don't know much about it. You know, it's a strange thing, Guy. I just got back from Europe. I was over about 6 weeks. I just returned about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And one of the things that really impressed me tremendously is something I've been reading about for years, and that is the appreciation of American jazz all over Europe. Not only...
I wonder why that is.
Well, I think it's because the European approaches it with an open mind, generally. I think most Americans don't. I think most Americans approach the field of jazz, that is, people who do not appreciate it, approach it with a kind of a closed mind. They don't listen for it for what it is.
In other words, they're standing around saying, condition me to like it.
Yes, it's more or less like that. And it's the one art form that we've given to the world.
I guess it is, Gene, and that's true all over the world, too. I just want to say that we here on the Bandstand are certainly trying to do just that by presenting these live performances of the world's great jazz man each Saturday night from 8 to 10. Coming up on the Bandstand yet tonight, after we break for 5 minutes of news here, which we're going to do in just a few seconds, will be Stan Getz and Jimmy Jufrey from the Village Vanguard on 7th Avenue South near 11th Street in New York City. Then we're going up to Storyville in Boston to George Ween's pad up there for Ruby Braff and Pee Wee Russell, and then back here in Manhattan to Birdland for Oscar Federer. Gene, stick around and don't go too far. This is the Bandstand, everybody. Guy Wallace speaking. It's produced by Tommy Reynolds and directed tonight by Tommy, as you know. And our guest tonight is the noted author of the book I, Libertine, Gene Shepherd. He's a jazz enthusiast, aficionado, buff, critique.
I'm a pretty good domino man, too.
Yeah, and he's going to be a snooker.
I'm great at fist fights.
Kelly pool player when we finish with him. Stick with us, everybody. We'll be back after the news with Les Smith. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
Such an attack and still survive. The rainstorm which flooded many sections of the Chicago area last night and this morning was the heaviest recorded rainfall in that city's history. 9 persons died as the result of the storm. Many more were injured, and damage to homes, public utility installations, cars, and other property will run into the millions. There was more bloodshed in Algeria on the eve of the celebration of Bastille Day, the French Independence Day, which take place tomorrow. Algerian rebels were responsible for 20 casualties in 2 bomb-throwing incidents. Meanwhile, French troops caught up with a rebel band fleeing for the hills and killed 12 of them in a brief skirmish. Republican Congressman Francis Walter of the House Un-American Activities Committee said tonight that it is pointless to attempt to negotiate with men like Khrushchev and Bulganin. Walter claimed that the actions of this country in dealing with the Russian leaders as if they were men of good faith is costing us our initiative in the battle for survival. The latest inventory of Salk polio vaccine shots totals 7.5 million now available. But the United States Public Health Service says that that is still not enough to provide for the mass immunization of all persons who should get the shots. A California congressman said tonight that that state's 2 favorite sons, Vice President Richard Nixon and Senator William Noland, are definitely aiming for the 1960 Republican presidential nomination. But Representative Craig Hosmer denied that there is any ill feeling between the 2 men. He said the presidential hopefuls are approaching their task from somewhat different directions, and there is no likelihood of any serious conflict. This is Lester Smith reporting from New York. Remember when most folks took life at a more leisurely pace, relaxed a lot more readily? Today, most of us find ourselves so busy with our jobs, our families, and community or church affairs that it's sometimes hard to feel calm and serene. That's when so many use the help of Miles Nervine. Gentle but effective, Miles Nervine can ease that tense, keyed-up feeling, helps you relax mentally, emotionally, and physically. And at night, Miles Nervine just relaxes you, lets you sleep naturally. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Miles Nervine has a long record of satisfaction in use, sold at drugstores everywhere without a prescription. Get Miles Nervine, effervescent tablets or liquid, the next time you're at the drugstore. Miles Laboratories has brought you the latest news. Miles Laboratories for better health. Stay tuned to Mutual for all the news.
Are you going to have a picnic?
Are you going to the beach?
Are you going to go fishing?
Then, friend, take off, take off!
Have more fun outdoors. Take off along. Off is the new bug chaser discovery that stops mosquitoes from biting 5 full hours.
Mosquitoes can't bite me. I'm perfectly insect-free. I've got new Off. That's O-F-F. Keeps bugs away from me.
Off Insect Repellent. New from Johnson's Wax.
Mutual, the radio network for all America. Bandstand again. Bandstand USA. Back again, just like we promised. After the news, this is Bandstand USA. Guy Wallace speaking. And tonight, we're featuring some performances by some of the world's great jazz men. Live, mind you. Live through the courtesy and cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. We told you all about the prizes we're giving and the new contest that we're running on Bandstand USA, and let us tell you about them again in just a moment after we tell you that we're mightily happy to have as our guest tonight the noted author, domino player, Parcheesi champion, Gene Shepherd. He's also, incidentally, a jazz expert as our guest with us tonight. Now, don't forget, all you have to do to win one of these great prizes that we're going to tell you about is to send your question about jazz to us here on the Bandstand. Address them to Bandstand USA, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, 1440 Broadway, New York 18, New York. That's Mutual Broadcasting System, 1440 Broadway, New York 18, New York. And the prizes, Steven Speakers, Scott Tuners and Amplifiers, and you can't beat that, huh? On the fourth week, we told you what's going to happen on the first and second week. If you listened, on the fourth week, in addition to the selection of the best letter of the month, we'll award a prize-winning question, a full library of jazz LPs from Columbia Records, including some very, very famous performances. Now, let me get you all set, because here comes the winners in the famous Bandstand Jazz Poll Contest. The first winner for the most interesting letter, the letter was about Dizzy Gillespie, was Miss Doris Davis of Melrose, Massachusetts. Miss Doris Davis of Melrose, Massachusetts. And she receives a Scott Model 11 Hi-Fi Tuner. The second letter, interesting indeed, all about Dave Brubeck, was written by Marie Wolfe of Akron, Ohio. Marie Wolfe, Akron, Ohio. Miss Wolfe receives a Stevens Established Range Speaker and Enclosure. And the third letter, all about Chris Connor, a great jazz singer, was written by Harvey Rubin of New Orleans. Harvey Rubin of New Orleans. Mr. Rubin receives the jazz LPs from Columbia and RCA Victor. And they're the winners in our Bandstand Jazz Poll Contest. We've got more news about lots of things to talk about, but right now I think it's listening time as we go live down to a vanguard of jazz, the Village Vanguard on 7th Street South near 11th Street, where the great, the one and only Stan Getz is standing by, ready to bring you some wonderful sound. Stan, if you're ready, Bandstand USA takes you coast to coast. Now, here he comes, Stan Getz at the Village Vanguard.
Thank you, Guy and Gene. We're about as ready as we'll ever be at 8 o'clock in the evening. We're down here in our little cellar by the subway, and with the help of Jerry Siegel on the drums, Addison Farmer bass, and Mose Allison at the piano, we'd like to give you one of my own originals that we just recorded the other day. It's called Pocono Mac. ¶¶